I am with Reggie. Reggie, thank you so much for taking the time to answer my question.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are one of the most beloved WWE superstar in France, as I was saying back to you off screen. As you were billed from France on screen for many months, could you tell us how the idea of portraying Carmella's French sommelier came backstage?
So originally it was just supposed to be a sommelier, a wine handler. I was just delivering things like that, the wine to Carmella and delivering contracts to her opponents. Me having spent time in Montreal and also with Cirque du Soleil, I had so many attributes to add to the character. I traveled in France, I went to school in Montreal, so I spoke French. And so they said, let's use that to our ability. So that made the sommelier become more of a character than it ever was going to be. So the Cirque du Soleil background and the French all played a hand to creating who I am today.
And I was speaking to Reggie before doing this interview. He speaks very good French, yeah.
Pas mal, pas très bien, mais l'accent, c'est pas le meilleur, mais...
But t'as très bon accent.
Oh, merci. For an American, we.
Before wrestling, you used to be a circus performer, notably as part of the Cirque du Soleil Lusia show. How your 10 years in a circus helped in your wrestling career? Has it only helped in terms of agility?
I mean, agility is the biggest for sure, but being an artist with Cirque du Soleil and in circus in general, you learn to be a character. You learn to stretch the limits, push the boundaries, and you learn that it's okay to give it your all on stage. And so me being on stage since I was 11 years old as a circus performer, everything translated so well to wrestling. Speaking on stage, I was speaking comfortably in French and Spanish and Italian and German on stage for these circus shows. And so when I came over, in a sommelier doing flips, what I'm really good at, but also speaking in English, I felt comfortable. So circus helped me tremendously.
So after your alliance with Carmella ended, you became a singles competitor, and you're actually the 24/7 champion. You actually became the longest reigning 24/7 champion. And fans remember those funny vignettes on Raw where you were chased in a parks, for example. How was it like to work with guys like R-Truth, Ricochet, or even Akira Tozawa?
I mean, it's incredible. Like I said, it's always a learning process, and then you get to learn from people that you've watched for so long. I literally watched R-Truth when I was a young kid, and so to watch him on my television, and then to be able to share the ring with him, do these vignettes with him, and to hold a title that he made so famous, I mean, it's incredible. I'm so blessed. I'm always learning. I'm always happy. There's never a dull day when I'm around these guys because they're so incredible.
Be careful with that title. I might coming for you. I want that interview is over.
Everyone wants it. But the trick, we have to have the official referee here. And I paid all of them to not come here today.
Well, he can put her on a referee shirt. He can put on a referee shirt if you want. Yeah, Joel can put on a referee shirt. This Sunday, WWE will host the 35th edition of the Survivor Series, with Raw and SmackDown fighting against one another. Do you worry about SmackDown superstars coming after your title? Do you have a little strategy come Sunday?
My strategy is always the same. Bounce, jump, flip, dodge, dip, and duck. From every competitor for sure. I mean, I've been around the SmackDown superstars every Friday. I'm around the Raw superstars. So no one can try to catch me off guard because I'm always eyes in the back of my head, head on the swivel. I'm ready.
Last question, Reggie. Do you have a word for all the WWE fans and friends that support you in French?
Je t'aime beaucoup.
Oh, that's great. Et on t'aime, on t'adore, Reggie. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.